Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Listen, I have to talk to you. We have to do something about your armpits. Like, it's just not working. And this is just not a safe environment for any of us, you know? Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Hello from windy Southern California. When the wind starts going on, or however you say this, by the way, full disclosure, I'm working on 4 hours sleep. You can tell from the puffiness and the red
eyes. It's not puffy at all. In fact, you're glowing. It looks like you just had a facial.
I didn't. I've got massive chin acne starting to develop.
Do you have any makeup on your face? Because you really do look like you're glowing. It's like
a ton.
Do you really?
It looks oily. No, it's from the light. It's reflecting. Yeah, I have a ton of makeup on to try to make me look alive. Look alive, would you? Hey, welcome to the Calm Down podcast. We appreciate you guys tuning into our pregame segment. I was about to say, when it's windy and when it starts to rain, everything in our house goes to shit. We know. You're underwater in your house. But
that's why my hair is all wet, because this is from the leaky roof.
You've been swimming? Swam from the living room to your studio?
Well, everyone, as you know, our pregame is one of my favorite things, I have to say, because it's when we get to answer your guys' questions. We appreciate submitting them always. And it also prompts, which I'm already looking at some of these, which we'll get into. We'll answer them. And then it also sparks a larger conversation for the full podcast that airs on Thursday. So first up, I have questions, D. Griffin 980. Are you feeling swaggy today? Is there a story behind this? Did you say swaggy at some point?
I had a player say, you look pretty swaggy, or that's a swaggy outfit, or something like that. Remember that was week one?
Yeah, I remember that. But
Green Bay, Minnesota?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a swaggy outfit you got on there.
I'm just impressed.
Do not feel swaggy at all.
That you, when I called you or texted you whatever earlier, I was like, you are a beast. I know that 4 a.m. wake up call for that 6 a.m. flight out of Minnesota. You had an unbelievable game yesterday.
So
of course,
fun.
Giants winning. The wild card weekend was appropriately named. A bunch of wild games. So are you feeling swaggy? My girl needs a nap, but she's a gamer. That's what she does. So...
But there's no time for a nap because we got a monster game coming up,
tonight. We do. We taped this on Monday. So, of course, we got the Dallas and the Buccaneers game coming up after this. Dallas and Buccaneers. How about you just say Dallas and Tampa? Anyways, first day on the job. Next question.
Gabay. Any advice on how to deal with a colleague who has extreme body odor? I have a really sensitive nose, and breath and body odor is just something that freaks me out. I think you could make a hint about it, but I think in the end, you need to just come out and say it, because you don't want to be rude and you don't want to be nasty, but
how would you say it? I would not have the balls to say it.
Listen, I have to talk to you. We have to do something about your armpits. Like, I know that's probably not the best thing to say, But like, it's just not working. And this is just not a safe environment for any of us, you know?
I'm so uncomfortable even thinking about this conversation.
I can't handle BO. I mean, there was a game actually the last couple of weeks. I was so worried. I forgot to like put on deodorant. I didn't. But like on the sidelines, I kept trying to like act like I was like checking my like my sides, and I was putting my nose like by my armpits. I mean, no one would have smelled
that.
Me.
I've done that a million times. We talked about how you smell for your breath. I wouldn't have to see if I have anything. I'm just like, so stretching. I like do the fake stretch and lean back.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm with you. I should be a TSA. Forget my German Shepherd working as a TSA dog. I should work at TSA because I can sniff out anything, which is why I'm always carrying perfume, mint, something. I would not have the balls to say anything to a colleague. No way.
I would have to.
I would just put on the deodorant or perfume like excessively in front of them and be like, oh, do you want some?
I know, but there's only so many hints like people can take until it's like, okay, this is not a safe environment.
There's only so much BO I can take before we're passing out.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay. Allison Deneau, biggest shocker from the first weekend of the playoffs. I mean, where do you want to begin? I'll start with you, sister.
The Jacksonville comeback was pretty darn fun.
20 point deficit going into halftime. Yeah, that was unbelievable. What were you thinking when you were watching that?
This bed is so cozy. I'm in and I'm watching it. Oh my God, this is amazing. And what has everybody said all weekend with the Brian Daboles of the world, the Doug Petersons of the world? Coaching matters. You said it on your show so many times.
Matters. I love that. I loved seeing the Giants. I loved watching your game and, you know, watching a team and watching Daniel Jones, who, of course, has had an innumerable amount of pundits. He came out looking great in that game. I don't know. I think the fact that Buffalo stumbled to the finish line in that game and then even the Ravens had a shot to win, you know, a Snoop had, you know, not went over the top and not had that fumble return for a touchdown. I don't know. There was a lot of different. I loved it. I mean, this is playoffs, baby. I don't need to tell
you. Playoffs.
You
know what's really fun is watching games with Mike Pereira.
Oh.
Like, it's almost like watching a hockey game with my husband. He knows the penalty. He knows exactly what's being called. He knows what should be called.
Yeah.
Last night after our game, we went to go have dinner. We had our phones out and we were watching the game. And Mike Pereira was like, this is this. I was like, this is a turn on.
Yeah,
whatever it
is. I love
that. It's great.
I love watching football with, and that's how it is on Sundays with the guys like in the green room and stuff.
I know,
because, and Sean Payton has this whole thing right before the, because he knows that like I love gambling. So before the game, he gets up, he's like, you need to do this. And then like as plays are unfolding, he's like, shouldn't have done that. You should have done this. It's like, I'm into all of the things.
Nick. That's so great. I was into this. Ron H. 1067. How heavy was the jet necklace? How cool was that?
It was really
thoughtful,
cool,
by the way.
Yes.
I thought my husband, I was telling him about it today, and he was just like, that would never happen in a hockey playoff game, that one of the star players would be like, here, you can wear my chain for your feature.
For those of you guys that didn't see it, Justin Jefferson, who Aaron sat down with, who's been the best wide receiver in the National Football League, such a cute interview. She was doing her hit and she was wearing, how heavy was that thing though, really, to his question?
It was pretty heavy.
I mean, fuck, it just looked heavy. How much do we think something like that costs?
I don't know, but I was really nervous with it around my neck or even walking on the sidelines with it. I wanted to give it back to the Vikings PR immediately, but I love you, Justin Jefferson. That was so sweet of you.
Really
so
cute.
Thank you. It was heavy.
Heavy.
Rachel? Question mark?
Oh, I like the way she spells that.
Yeah. How hard are mid-game sideline interviews difficult with coach emotions? That's all you, sister.
They're hard. I mean, we on Fox, which I'm actually glad about, don't do those ones where they're on camera. I don't like that. I mean, I'm not talking badly about any network that does it, but the reason why I like how we do it, either going into the half or coming out of the half, the coach can be as annoyed or as fired up or as like honest as he wants. Kyle Shanahan, so honest. Half the time, I wish I could say all the bad words that he uses because I feel like it really drives the point home. But listen, I feel like personally, you get so much more out of a coach when you're off camera. He sees you writing it down. I mean, like the other day, Mike McCarthy, the Dallas Washington game, week 18. I mean, they had turned the ball over quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I love Coach McCarthy. He said, look, Aaron, you know, you can't turn the ball over like that. Like, he's not going to say that to me on camera. And I have a feeling that this was pointed towards the interview last night with John Harbaugh and Melissa Stark. I was not watching that in real time. I saw it when it was posted on the internet. I have to be honest with you. I didn't think he was rude.
I just
thought it was a coach that was coaching in the playoffs. I don't even know what was happening. I don't even know what the question was. I just watched him. It didn't make me feel uncomfortable at all.
Uh-uh.
Maybe, Carissa, I am so hardened to all of this shit. But I feel like, sorry, this is the job we decided to do. It's not going to be all happy-go-lucky peaches and cream on the sideline. It's just not.
Great song.
By the way, we are in their world, right? We are asking them, yes, I know it's part of the business, but we're asking them to take a minute to do, I hate those.
I could not agree more with you. That is like asking a surgeon in the middle of surgery. The
hey, you got a second?
So what are you doing here as the patient's flatlining? It's like, oh, my dogs are home. That's always great.
Hi, guys.
Daisy's got something to say about this. But no, it's just, I didn't see anything wrong with it. And to further this point, Doug Peterson, for example, when talking to Kaylee Hartung.
Yes, you texted me this.
And again, this is a guy that's the worst first half of football that his team has played. He's going into halftime. He couldn't have been more thoughtful, more patient with the questions. He was mindful about it. He even said, hey, we need to play more up tempo when we'll try more up tempo when we come out. Like, just we're asking them to take time out of their highly stressful profession to help us with ours. So, and more so you, I should say, because of being on the
side. And I want to just say this, because I did say I hate that. I'm not saying I hate the interviews that our other networks are doing and the sideline reporters, I know, but I love the NFL. We work for the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to think I'm speaking poorly of the NFL. It's just, it's already a hard enough job. I'm actually glad we don't do it that way.
Yeah.
I give those sideline reporters and I give those coaches a ton of credit. Another example of this, the year that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl during the regular season, we had the Denver-Kansas City game. Patrick Mahomes dislocates his knee on the field. It's a massive freaking thing. Going into halftime, I'm like, I feel so bad even bothering Andy Reid because I know he wants to go into the locker room and check on his star quarterback and see what the heck is going on. But I just, and I ran up to him and I said, Andy, I am so sorry. And he put his arm around me and he was like, he's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But I know that we are supposed to be doing those interviews. I'm not saying I hate it towards the NFL. I don't hate it towards the other networks. It's just a hard position altogether.
But also you prefer where you can decipher what he's saying. I mean, I've said before, like when I used to do sidelines a million years ago, like I had coaches say things to me that I know they would not want me to repeat. And you're able to extrapolate that from the report and then paraphrase it. So to each its own.
I'm going to add on this on our Thursday podcast. I have one more thing to say. So go listen to that if you want to hear me babble more. Sorry, guys.
You're not babbling. Fellow women in sports here. This is from Grace Rigger. How do you prioritize yourself and self-care in the season?
Go ahead, babe. Your schedule's crazy.
My schedule slowed down a lot now that Thursday night football's over. So I am good about, I got a massage. I'm good about, like, even sleeping in. Like, today, I didn't do dick until
good for you.
12 o'clock. Like, when I was like, finally, I was, like, texting you. I was like, hey, I need to get up and go do things because I was watching football. I was watching all the coverage, the recap from all the different shows on the weekend that was. And that's not what I normally do. But then I also need to remember to give myself grace on, like, the days where we're going and going and going. Like, it's okay to, like, chill out. So I think just even, like, vegging out and not doing anything is mine. What about yours? You haven't had time to do it yet. Get it? Poor thing.
No, I haven't. But I do definitely make time and I don't feel selfish about it for like saying I'm going to go work out for an hour because I just need it. I need it to like get away. I need it to like take care of myself. So that is definitely something I do. I'm trying to be better about scheduling like to do treatments for my face, like get a facial. Because look, when you're tired, you've been traveling, you have to wear a lot of makeup a lot. You got to take care of that thing you put on national television. And honestly, we can talk about this on our show that'll come out on Thursday. I haven't been sleeping well the last couple of days. Like I literally have slept like 4 hours a night the last couple of days. I know it's because I'm stressed out, but then I'm also geeking myself out when I go to sleep. I'm like, I'm anxious. So I started doing the Peloton meditation and the Calm app again. I need to start getting back into that because it just like chills you out. You know what I did on the plane today?
What?
I put my earphones in while I was, you know, if I wasn't watching Kyle and Peter on Good Morning Football, they sometimes have like the Spotify app where you can play the sleep music. And I just like tried to fall asleep to that just to chill out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not good about the meditation stuff, but I probably should be because that's why I talk 100 miles an hour and I need to slow the fuck down. We're not going to calm down. We're going to keep this thing going. Tune in Thursday. We have a lot to say. I've got post-it notes of things that are happening over here in this neck of the woods.
Bye. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.